With head coach Jerry Fleming. Jerry, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Jason, how you doing today?
Good. I see you guys have worked yourself back into a playoff spot, which is obviously encouraging for the coach. And Oilers fans, of course, are always curious about young Jesse Puljujärvi, who's now played 19 games, probably a lot more comfortable. He's got 7 goals, 16 points, and only 2 of them on the power play, so it's not like he's just relying on the power play to score. What's been the biggest improvement now that you've seen almost 20 games from young Puljujärvi?
Well, his physical play actually has picked up since when he's been here. The things that we wanted to work on him with, he's gotten better as far as stopping in the D zone, eliminating some circling from his game, more straight lines, better angles. His play from away from the puck has improved. So that's what we're looking for. He's always going to be an offensive threat. He just has that skill set that when he's on the ice, he's always dangerous when he has the puck. It was his play away from the puck that we're trying to work on and get him better at, and he's made some strides.
Now, when you work on a young off, and I watched Puljujärvi here in Edmonton, I thought even as an 18-year-old, I was like, wow, he's pretty responsible defensively, all things considered, compared to some of the other kids I've seen come out of junior who are offensive players, Jerry. That working away from the puck on the smaller ice surfaces, are those kind of just little nuances that he's got to work on?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we do a lot of video with him on a daily basis. He's working on them in practice, constant reminders, but you know, he's the type of guy, and you want this in all players. He wants the puck and he wants to go. He's like a thoroughbred. He's in tremendous shape. He's big. He's physical. He's strong. He protects the puck well. These are areas of the game that are a huge asset. So his play away from the puck, we just want him to be responsible, understand his positioning in the D zone coverage. The areas of where he's supposed to be. When the puck's in certain areas, watching his man, good stick positioning, all those type of things are things that we've been really, really trying to emphasize in this game.
Jerry Fleming, head coach of the Bakersfield Condors, joins us. I know when I spoke to you last, Jerry, you felt like, the one thing he had to work on being on the smaller ice surface was getting the shot away quicker and, just making quicker plays. Are you starting to see him make strides in those two areas?
There's been improvements, but yeah, that's one area as well that that we really emphasize. There was a couple opportunities last game. We just held on to it a bit too long, and if it's going to hurt you in the American League level, obviously it's going to be even more exposed at the NHL level, where he's just got to get it on his stick and off his stick, and it's something that we've worked on a lot in practice. And just him rolling out of the corners, and as soon as there's separation, not letting the goaltender allow to get set. Trying to get him caught in just different positions when he's coming out or when he's rolling or when he's wrapping or off the rush. And he's got a good quick release, but he's just got to get it off quicker.
Now, is that something that you work on in the season, but a lot of it's going to be in the off season, realistically?
Well, things like that. More off season stuff is more functional stuff as far as skating movements and things like that that you really, really work on, your stride, your quickness, your power. Things like that, the quickness in releasing, that comes with repetition. You can do that in practice a lot, where during the summertime you focus more on skating strides and things that really, really you need to focus on every day on a daily basis, where they become instinctual in you. But shots and getting off quick, you can work that during the season. And every guy, I think, works on that a lot during the course of the season.
Jerry Fleming joins us. Jerry, an interesting one. Lalesia, who was a defenseman coming out of college, you guys have transformed him into a forward, and he's having pretty good success. What do you like about him on the wing?
Just closing time and space on the forecheck. He's crafty down low with the puck. He makes good plays in tight areas, and he goes to the gritty areas. Joey's probably been our most consistent, most reliable, dependable forward that we've had since we've moved him up there. He's got a knack for the net. Here's a guy, too, that gets his shot off quick. He's cagey. As opposed to taking a beating, getting pounded off the forecheck, now he's distributing those. And he takes good angles. I think playing defense has really, really helped him see the game a lot better. So, he's been a pleasant surprise up front for sure.
Now, what about his finishing abilities?
He's got 13 goals right now. So, and if you look at some of those goals, I think maybe 4 are on the power play and 2 of them came as a defenseman. We use him as a quarterback at times, but mostly on the flanks or as a bumper, we like to call him, or middle forward. And he's excelled on the power play. So he's got good finish. I think he's one of the top guys other than Ryan Hamilton being hurt right now, but Joey's right up there as the team leader on goals.
Do you see this move, Jerry, as kind of a permanent thing? Do you think LaLeggia, if he's looking at a pro career, might be better served as a forward rather than a defenseman?
Yeah, we think so. You know, he's definitely embraced the position, and he's had success, and he looks good up front. Joey's a smaller guy. At times, it's a little bit more difficult for him to defend against bigger guys defensively. Where, as a forward, like I said, he can get in on the forecheck. He can disrupt things because of his quickness, and he makes good plays. He's a headsy player. He sees the ice, and he moves the puck quickly and plays on the inside, plays in the areas that you ask him to play at. So, like I said, he's excelled up at the position, and hopefully, he'll get an opportunity as a forward someday.
Now, the biggest part of that, I'm guessing, is having to have a guy who's open to it, right?
And definitely,
yeah,
for sure.
So, can you tell about that conversation? Because some guys might be like, "Hey, wait!" Like, I know some guys who get upset when you ask them to move from center to wing. Right, they're like,
no, definitely.
I'm a centerman, right? How accepting was he of that, and were you surprised maybe how he was just like, yeah, okay, I'm good?
Well, we tried him last year up front, and for about 7 games there, and then we had to move him back on the back end because of necessity. But this year he was willing and open, and he just wanted to wherever he felt he was needed the most and could help the team the most, which speaks volumes for his character. He's willing to do so. It was an easy adjustment for him because of his time that he spent there last year. But yeah, he embraced the position, and he's playing with Jesse and Anton right now, and they're the hottest line.
Well, speaking of Anton Lander, we see him in Edmonton, and I'm sure it has to do a little bit with opportunities, because when he's down there, he's playing tons of minutes. He's on your first line. He's on your first line power play. He's playing penalty kill. He's playing everywhere. Is it just a matter of him getting a little bit quicker to be an NHL player regularly?
Yeah, I think that's one of the drawbacks, I think, at that time that maybe holds him back from the NHL level. But at this level, he excels. And like you mentioned, we play him in all positions, big draws, key draws, and critical times of the game, in critical areas of the ice. So, yeah, Anton's been a huge asset. Maybe over the course of the summer or his skating improves, but that might be one drawback that holds him back to be a consistent everyday player in the NHL.
Jerry Fleming joins us. Jerry, Griffin Reinhart is always a prospect. Oiler fans are curious. I know he's been much more assertive offensively, and I'm guessing if he's more assertive offensively, he's likely more assertive even in his defensive zone.
Yeah, like Griffin really solid. He's been one of our most consistent D-men night in and night out. He's played well. He's asked the things that we've asked him to do as far as improving his game and areas of growth that he really needs to focus on. He's really done a good job accepting that, first of all, like you mentioned earlier with Joey. Like, guys have to realize that these are things that they need to work on and embrace them. And he's done it, and you can see improvements in his game. He's been far more physical in front of his net, along the walls. He's been more engaged as far as jumping in on the offense, activating from the blue line. And he's bringing the puck to the net when he gets an opportunity to shoot it with some authority. So he's getting better and better, but consistently we ask him to always raise the bar in his game. Just don't be satisfied where your game's at right now consistently, because he has that club in his bag. He has the ability to always get better and better and better. And we're trying to get him at his optimal so that when he makes the jump, he's ready and he'll be a serviceable NHL defenseman.
Nick Ellis in goal, his numbers... 921 save percentage, 269 goal against average. Jerry, there's really nothing to dislike about his numbers overall. What have you seen maybe in his progression just as understanding the goalie at the pro level?
Well, having Sylvain Rudrake here on a more consistent basis this year has really helped our goaltending. The biggest thing with Nicky right now is his rebound control. It's an area that we've really, really, really been paying attention to. There's times where he can really control or kill a play with just by controlling his rebounds or dead-ending the puck and getting a face-off. And, as a young goaltender, he's agile, he's athletic, he makes the saves, but there's a lot of movements that he really doesn't – I like to call them wasted movements, if we can just clean that up. But overall, his progression's been good. He's a hard-working, attention-to-detail kind of kid. So, he's – as a rookie coming into the American Hockey League as a goaltender, as a rookie in any position, but especially as a goaltender, it's a little more difficult. There's some good players, some good shooters here coming out of college. It's a different animal. It's a different beast. There's far more games, far more practice time. So we like his development overall. Hopefully he can just, and he will, just get better and better with time.
Jerry Fleming, head coach of the Bakersfield Condors, joins us. A few other players, Jerry, we always like to get an update on. I know Mark Fain being really happy with his leadership for you. And, also, his offensive totals, a half point a game defenseman at any level is really productive. Is he getting power play time for you? Is most of that coming on even strength?
No, he's playing on the power play, but most of his opportunities most of his points are coming on the even strength.
And a few other guys, Kyle Platzer. How have you seen him in year number two?
There's areas where he's definitely improved. Skating is improved. His confidence with the puck is improved. He just has to be stronger, and that's something that we've been working on with our strength and conditioning, his upper body strength. He gets spun a little bit in the defensive zone or gets pushed off pucks in the offensive zone. So a big area for Kyle right now is just getting his upper body strength to a point where he's going to be more of a dominant player.
And you just got a new player, well, not just recently, but a few games ago. Henrik Samuelsson has played 5 games for you, doesn't have a point yet. What do you like about his game? What are you going to want to see more of down the stretch?
I think right now we're just kind of focused on his conditioning. I think he didn't play much, or he hasn't played much this season, so his conditioning has suffered a little bit. So primarily once his conditioning gets up to speed, we're just going to, focus on him being a reliable centerman down low, eating up some minutes, killing penalties, maybe some power play time. But right now we're focused on his conditioning.
So how much can you improve a player's conditioning during the year, Jerry?
I think you can. There's always room for improvement in all areas. But you can improve a player's conditioning throughout the season. But there's a delicate balance there. You want him at optimal for games without draining him, but at the same time, working on his condition on a daily basis. So it's something that we've worked with our strength and conditioning coach, Patrick Love, and he's done a good job as far as working with Hendrick and finding that balance between being optimal for the games yet getting that conditioning work in when it's time to get it in.
And another local player was drafted back in 2013 in his second season with you. Started down in the East Coast League. Greg Chase, offensively not huge numbers, but where's his play at?
We used him on the second line this past weekend, and he played well. Skating is really, really something that is a big asset for him, the separation. He's been getting good looks at the net. They just haven't gone in for him, so hopefully he can just continue to get those opportunities offensively, and they start to go in for him, and his confidence will grow, and and maybe at the right time he starts to get hot here.
And what about your team overall? Jerry's mentioned you guys are now you're tied with Tucson for fourth place in your division. You have the same winning percentage, which is obviously what they go at now because there's an even amount of games for certain teams in that division. What has been the biggest improvement lately for your team as now you head into the stretch run here for the final 20 games of the season?
I think our attention in practice to our details has been the biggest difference. It was something that we've talked about over the course of the last month here, and I think guys have really made a conscious effort to really, really focus and bear down in practice, and that's translated into those practice habits. Having positive effects in our game. We're breaking the puck out a lot better. Our execution's a lot better. We're moving the puck a lot quicker. And I think those have been the biggest parts to our recent success here. But those are things that we have to build on and continue to get better.
Well, Jerry, as always, I appreciate the rundown. Continued success. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good, Jason. Thanks.
Jerry Fleming, head coach of the Bakersfield Condors.